Getting ready for the weekend, long weekend for a lot of people if you have Monday off for President's Day from school and work. And every Friday we talk to our friend Megan, founder of Camp by Mama. You can find her on Instagram at Camp by Mama. Now, Megan, Star was at an event last week that you participated in that we were talking about last Friday that was a plunge, right? How was that?
Yes. I saw the Star 10 at the basically polar plunge, as you call these fun things, where you jump into the ocean. And that was on Sunday. And yeah, it was cold, but it was pretty, like, it's one of those things that I wanted to check off my bucket list. So now I did it.
That is so cool. Were you still cold when you got out of the water?
No. It's weird how the body reacts. I was not cold after. I was freezing like before. And then your feet on the cold sand is like the worst part.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even think of that.
Right. Doesn't sound too yeah. bad.
In my opinion. And then it's crazy how, like, even some swimmers were, like, in there for, like, 8 minutes. And it was, like, really cool how there was, like, boats out there with us.
Nice.
And, yeah, there was 150 people there and 120 jumped in the cold ocean.
That's
wow,
awesome. Yeah.
That must have been a great feeling of community there, too. That's
awesome. Yeah, the photos seemed really fun. The videos, I saw a couple videos there were great. So big shout out to Sound Waters and Hey Stanford and everyone who did that.
Yes. And then this weekend, there is a great backyard bird count with the Greenwich Audubon Center. This is on Saturday. The annual community science project that contributes to conservation worldwide. And you can learn to perform and record a bird count and then take part in one that's guided by their staff. So if you have bird lovers in your house, I highly recommend that one.
Nice.
And then also this week, here we go again, Kevin, another fun Swiftie event. Are you ready?
I'm ready for it.
Okay. Swiftie skate at Roller Magic in Waterbury. You can roller skate to Swiftie songs for 2 hours.
Nice.
Bring your friends. Yes. It's on Saturday from 10 to 12, age 10 and up. Price is $10 for entry, $5 to rent skates. So, yeah, this sounds like a really unique, fun. I hope everyone's not over my Swiftie shares here, but this one sounds really fun.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know what they should do? They should mix in some Usher songs since he used the roller skates in the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Good one, Kevin. I love that. Yes, that's definitely good for content when you're there and making TikToks. I love it.
Right. I know there's still some snow on the ground from the other day, but it feels like some spring events are starting to pop up. And every Friday, we talk to our friend Camp by Mama, Megan. You can find her on Instagram at Camp by Mama. She always knows what's happening on the weekends.
Yeah, so Megan, what else do you have for us?
Also this weekend, there is Blue Bird House Do It Yourself at Earth Place in Westport. That's on Sunday from 1 to 3. Bluebirds are common throughout our state, but it can be difficult to attract them in your yard. So you can join this bluebird nest box making class to be all ready for spring when the birds decide to revisit us here. And all the supplies for the house itself will be at Earth Place, but they just ask if you can bring a hammer to help with the construction process. And this activity is designed for school age children. And Jenna, do you have a bird feeder in your yard?
I don't have a bird feeder, but I love to watch them. Like, sometimes I come across videos and I think it's just so interesting to see how the birds interact with the feeders.
I don't have one either, but I feel like my kids would love it.
Right?
Yeah, so this sounds neat.
Yes. No, this bird feeder is supposed to be the legit good one. And really quick story, my son, I bought him a bird feeder for our window here. And it's one that sections on the window. And apparently, it's not the good one. And we have not seen any birds.
What?
So I know. I bought new food, changed the position. So apparently, I'm doing it all wrong. And Earth Place is doing it all right. So you make this birdhouse there, and then you put it in the tree. And they like that environment better.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, nice.
I mean, hey, we learn something new every day.
Yeah, hopefully you get more birds and no squirrels.
Exactly. And then also this weekend, Florence Griswold Museum in Old Lyme. They have a special preview this Sunday. It's from 11 to 2. Be first to explore the new fun and games. It's Leo Jensen's pop art. So if you're into art, you and your family, I highly recommend checking out that exhibit. And then last for this weekend, Vendor Fair at UConn Stanford. That's on Saturday from 11 to 4. It's a free event. And if you enjoy going to vendors and getting fun little things for your home, check out this vendor fair. There's supposed to be a lot of crafters there and whatnot. And that will be on the concourse at Stanford UConn.
Awesome. These all sound great.
And then finishing off this week, are you ready for my mom quote?
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
Momster, what happens to a mom after she counts to three?
Right. If you get to three, that it's bad news.
Yes. Are you a dadster sometimes, Kevin?
Sometimes. I like to draw out the counting, though. It's a long one, two,
yeah.
two and a half, two and three
exactly.
quarters.
Yeah, you got to build it up a little bit. Hopefully they stop.
Yes, I love that.
All right, awesome, Megan. Well, these all sound fantastic, all these events. And with the long weekend, if you do have one, hopefully you're doing some fun stuff. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you all next week. Have a great weekend.